Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! This is the pregame show. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Got an awful lot to get into. Only an hour to do it. I'm your host, Joe Spadoni. We have some 49ers content to get to today. We also have some San Francisco Giants talk. Maybe we'll squeeze in a little Warriors talk. We're going to debut a new segment here on the pregame show. Just to give you a little hint, we'll do it maybe 5:30-ish. Still spitballing here, workshopping it. We know what the segment's going to be, but we know what it's going to be pertaining to. And I'll give you a little taste, a nibble, if you will. I'm just going to play a soundbite, and that's it. And it's going to be pertaining to maybe the person saying it.
She's a porn star!
That's all I need to say. That's how we get the show started at 5:01 a.m. Good morning to all of you for just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, vacation, whatever you're doing. It's hot out there. It's beautiful. It's summer. Please just be safe if you're driving out there. And if you're listening, make sure it's hands-free. Download that Odyssey app, Favorite 95.7 The Game. Also, be sure to hit us up on Twitch and on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game. Like, subscribe, all that jazz. And also the old-fashioned way, just 95.7 The Game on the radio dial. And you can hit us up, 888-957-9570. And you're going to want to be listening, because all week, if you have been, you'll know it's 95.7 The Game's All-Star Week Blowout. Yes, we've been giving away golf rounds at Berkeley Country Club. Just a tremendous golf course, if you haven't been, by the way, Berkeley Country Club. All time. We've been giving away self-defense lessons, Muay Thai, boxing, jiu-jitsu, to Evolve Training Center, where, yes, one of the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time, Barry freaking Bonds. Yeah, ever heard of him? Just won a blue belt there. I shouldn't say won. You earned that thing. Earned a blue belt in jiu-jitsu via Evolve Training Center, so you're going to want to check that out. Giving away some lessons. We're also giving away a $250 gift card to Buon Vino and Walnut Creek. So after you're done putting people on headlocks, making them tap, a la GSP, Georges St-Pierre, buy them some wine. And also, this is the creme de la creme. We still got an autographed Klay Thompson jersey out there? We still got one of the greatest Warriors of all time. One of the Splash Brothers. A signed jersey still out there. I mean, come on. 888-957-9570. You guys got to be paying attention. You got to know the shows. You have to realize that it's not just segments. It's interviews you got to be paying attention to. I was very disappointed yesterday with some of the callers in the morning roast. Disappointed. Thought better of you. And I know, and I think highly of you. That's why I thought better. Got to be paying attention to every single interview. I saw a lot from the chat. Well, for me, baseball is just not my favorite. Sorry. It's know the show. It's pay attention. It's not know my favorite sport, know my favorite segment. No. It's paying attention for every hour on the hour. Gotta pay attention, folks. Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs, Bonte Shasky in the morning roast. You gotta be paying attention to every single hour. or you'll miss what Dave Fleming said yesterday, which leads us into our first topic of the day. What should the Giants offer Shohei Ohtani? And it's right here.
There is a chance you could do like a shorter-term deal with him. It would have to be really short-term because I think Shohei's going to be 29, I think. You could at least pitch the idea to him of, hey, come to us. We're going to give you this opt-out after 2 years so that if this isn't what you think it is, you don't have to commit to us for the rest of your whole career, and we're going to just pay you an insane amount of money. Say it's 2 years, $200 million, and it's like a little trial period. See if you like being a Giant or whoever. I mean, I think you wouldn't be able to get him to do that on like a 4 year deal because then his opt out would come at age 33 or 34 or something. The agent, I'm sure, is saying, nah, that then we can't. But if you gave him a 2 year deal, maybe you could get him to at least consider it where he could still be a free agent at a relatively young age. But my guess is probably all that's out the window and it's going to be a 10 year deal for $700 million.
Dave Fleming again on the Morning Roast yesterday on 95.7 The Game. Be sure to download the Odyssey app or search 95.7 The Game on Twitch on YouTube. You can find that entire interview, and it was great. Dave, obviously voice of the San Francisco Giants, NBC Sports Bay Area, our insider, does a hell of a job. He did the international feed for the All-Star Game and has a lot of great sound pertaining to Shohei Ohtani. And, again, if you're paying attention to the show yesterday in the Morning Roast, you said it right there. Our question was, what was the contract length? 2 years and an opt-out. Got to have that opt-out in there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shohei Ohtani. It's the big name in baseball right now. What's going to happen with Shohei? Are the Angels going to sell? Are they going to buy? What's going on? Mike Trout's hurt. Are the Angels just going to waste Shohei Ohtani for the rest of the season and then get nothing for him? Sure seems that way. Right now, they're 45, 46. They're 7 games back of the top spot in the AL West. They are overall in the American League standings. Scroll down. Wild card. They are 5 games back of the Toronto Blue Jays, who have the third spot at 50 and 41. Okay. We know Shohei wants to win. He's echoed that all in the past. He wants a winning franchise. He's been down in Los Angeles. Yes, it's not the glitz and glamour of the LA Dodgers. It's the California, don't call me Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Los Angeles Angels. With one of the greatest players in the history of baseball. Yeah, I said it. He's going to go down as a top 10 player of all time. I said it. And Mike Trout. Some don't believe me, but this is blasphemous because they don't. Sam. But they've quote-unquote wasted an all-time talent already in Mike Trout. And it looks like potentially they're going to quote-unquote waste another career in Shohei Ohtani. But Shohei's not going to let that happen. I don't know if he re-signs with the team. I don't think he will. I don't know what Shohei's preferences are. Does he even want the glitz and glamour of the Los Angeles Dodgers or of a New York Yankees or a New York Mets, if you will? Hell, San Diego Padres. Does he want to be a part of that? Or is he just looking to win? Because if he's looking to win, I mean, you can't go wrong with the Dodgers. They've done a lot of winning. You can't go wrong. Hell, we like to rag on the Yankees. They win. They've been doing it in the playoffs, but they get there. Mets? Giants? They've had one winning season. The Farhan era. Is that good enough for Shohei? So if you're the Angels and you do end up selling, you're going to be asking for a king's ransom. But again, that's hard to sell your own fan base if you're Artie Moreno, owner of the Los Angeles Angels. This is one of the greatest players in the history of the game already in Shohei Ohtani. He's had one of the greatest stretches the sport's ever seen, if not the greatest stretch ever. We've never seen a player like this at this elite of an level. Miss me with the Babe Ruth comparisons. Not even close to what this guy's able to do on the mound and at the plate. It's not even close. So when you're talking about a player like this and a draw like this, and not just in America, but in markets around the world, like, we all saw the World Baseball Classic, how special this guy was. I mean, how awesome was that? The final at-bat was him versus Trout, something we've never seen before. Two outs, chance to tie it. And he threw 100 miles an hour past him. I know he's up for big games. It was a championship performance against his stacked Team USA lineup, albeit missing some few stars, a la like Aaron Judge and Logan Webb. But if you're the Giants and you're Farhan Zaidi and you want to pry this guy away, and we heard Alex Cobb, all-star pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, says, listen, I'm trying to grease the wheels here. I'm trying to put my best foot forward, trying to get this guy over here. I think it's going to happen. I love the confidence, but it's going to take more than confidence. It's going to take some brass balls and putting your future on the line. Is Farhan willing to do that? And are you? 888-957-9570. Here's more from David Fleming on the pause on giving up the farm for Shohei Ohtani. Again, this is from the Morning Roast yesterday. Bonte and Shasky doing a hell of a job with one of the great voices and many voices of the San Francisco Giants for NBC Sports Bay Area, Dave Fleming. And here's his thoughts on selling the farm for Shohei.
So that's my first thought, is it's going to be really hard to trade for him. And I think the haul would have to be so high that even though he is the greatest player in the game right now and the most unique player of all time, I would pause before I gave up my whole farm system for 2 months of a guy when I don't believe that's going to give you much of an advantage in signing him in the yard. I mean, I think he's going to do a true free-agency tour and consider all his options no matter where he gets traded if that were to happen.
A true free-agency tour. Even if you trade for him, he's going to be talking to everyone. But that does ensure you have a head start on everyone else in regards to that matter. Now, Shohei's a smart guy. He knows his options. He knows what he's worth. His agent knows what he's worth. That's for damn sure. So they're going to be taking calls from everyone. Why shouldn't you? That's just good business. It's dumb not to. But also, if you want to show your interest in someone, go get him. Hey, if you like that girl, you like that guy, whatever, go ask him out. Worst thing they could say is no, right? Just test the waters. Hey, Angels, what are you guys asking for? We want Kyle Harrison. We want Casey Schmidt. We want Patrick Bailey. We want Luis Matos. Okay, kick rocks. I can counter. How about I give you Kyle Harrison? I give you Luciano. And I give you one of the guys that's been up in the big leagues this year, Casey Schmidt. I keep Bailey. I keep Matos. And whatever other lower level prospects you guys want. Is that going to get it done? Maybe not, but it's at least worth exploring. I'm not saying give up the entire farm for him, not even close. Like I just mentioned, it's going to take at least 2 to 3 big names, but I'm not giving up Bailey from what I've seen from him this far. He looks like he could be a 10-year vet on this team. I know it's early, a few months. I love Luis Matos. Schmidt, the bat, scares me now. I know he's young. Can work on it. The glove is elite, very elite. But I think I'd be okay with shipping him if that means I get a few months of Shohei Ohtani. Because not only am I getting the at-plate production, the at-bats, I'm getting the on-the-mound production. I am getting a guy that throws gas. I'm getting a guy that will give you the 6, 7, 8, the amount of innings that you need. Because right now, just Logan Webb and Alex Cobb, it's not going to get it done. Hell, it might not get it done to get you to the playoffs, which is the ultimate goal this year, just to get there. So 888-957-9570, what are you willing to give up for Shohei Ohtani? That's what I want to know. Good morning to all of you on Twitch, on YouTube, El Guero, MDK1, sports fan, Luis Robertson. Good morning. Damn, that stash is fire. I'm a beard guy, but that stash is making a comeback. Hey, appreciate you, man. I wish my wife agreed. Not big on the stash. I wish I can grow a good beard. I just can't. A lot of underbeard. It's just, it's a whole mess. One of the least Italian things about me. And maybe that's just a, you know, stereotype that all Italians are hairy, but men, sorry, all Italian men. But I just can't grow a good beard. Just never connects, patchy. It's not good times. Mustache, I could do. Just a little bit of it. And there's definitely a role for you in the next Super Troopers movie. I appreciate it. I love the Super Troopers. Farva, all-time character. I'll take a liter of cola. I think Flem is 100% correct. That's MDK1. On what front? Is it the farm system aspect? Is it the 2 years and an option deal? Something like that, which I don't think Shohei will go for, because even if it is 2 years and $200 million, whatever it is, he gets hurt, that value plummets. For as great as he is, he gets hurt in one of those 1 years, why should I do that when I know I can get $500 million somewhere else? Guaranteed. That's the other thing. This ain't the NFL. This is guaranteed money I'm getting. Here's more from Dave Fleming, who joined the Morning Roast again yesterday, 888-957-9570. What is it going to take to pry Shohei away from the Angels if they do indeed sell? Here's Fleming on how the Giants can sell Ohtani on the Giants.
I do think the pitch would be a pretty strong one right now. The health of the organization, the young players. I mean, the catcher, to me, that is a pretty good piece. Catcher, you can throw some numbers up there to show, hey, like, look how this guy's helping the rest of our pitchers. He's going to help you when you're out there.
Okay. Maybe not the most convincing, but I don't think Dave was doing a elevator pitch, if you will, there. 415 on the Comcast business text line. He's going 600 for 10 years with a second year player option. Hey, Shohei, here's a 10-year contract, but in year two, you can opt out if you want. That's interesting. It's very interesting. I'm not mad at it. It's outside the box, 415. And that's what we like here on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni at 888-957-9570, outside the box. Out of the box. More from the 415. So this is officially the winter of Shohei. No, it absolutely is. Like, this is going to be one of the most anticipated hot stove zizzes, whatever you want to call it, hot stove meeting, whatever, free agency periods in the history of baseball. Just because of that man alone. I got to look at some of the other names out there, but Shohei alone makes it fascinating. Where's he going to go? That's why I think it's just so important if you want the chance to wrap this guy up early. At least get in the head of the negotiation factors. Sell him on your location. Sell him on the Bay Area. Doesn't hurt to go ask. Because you might just be surprised. You might be. They might say, shut up, I'm not talking to you. All right. It happens. Get rejected. The worst thing she could say is no, right? That's how the old saying goes. Although, getting told no hurts really bad. They say that. Like, your mom or dad always says, like, go ask her out. The worst thing she could say is no. Yeah. Which damages my psyche and makes me depressed for the next couple of years or weeks, whatever. Rejection hurts people. It always does. But in business, it is what it is. Like, these guys get rejected all the time, but it's not getting rejected. It's having a counteroffer ready immediately. So the Angels might say no. Well, how about, you know, instead of Schmidt, what about Matos? Does that interest you? On top of Harrison and Luciano. And maybe another guy here, another pitching prospect, whatever your top one is. What about that? No, we want Bailey. Okay. That's it? I'm keeping Matos, I'm keeping Schmidt then. And maybe I'm keeping another guy. Because he's worth at least two of these other prospects to us. So there's going to be lots of different, you know, variations, if you will, machinations on how these negotiations go. But ultimately, What are the Angels going to do? Are they going to sell? And Dave Fleming still thinks it's unlikely that he is even traded.
I guess I shouldn't say that it's impossible, but I really feel like that is unlikely. I mean, number one, I just don't see the Angels, if they lose every game from now until the trade deadline, yeah, then they'd probably entertain it. But assuming that doesn't happen, I just don't see them trading him away.
And totally fair.
The owner, you could argue with that logic. Like, you could say that in theory it sounds good. Hey, if you're not going to re-sign him and your odds of actually going to the playoffs are not that great. But I sympathize with, you've got that guy on your team. I just don't think I would want to be the guy who traded him away. And I would still feel like, hey, we're going to make our best pitch, and if he chooses somebody else, he chooses somebody else. But I'm not going to take it for granted that he's leaving us.
Now, that I do agree with Dave Fleming again there, NBC Sports Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, Giants Insider. If I am the Angels and Artie Moreno, no way I'm trading him. No way. Anything you get in return for Shohei is not even going to come close to what that guy could potentially bring you down the line. If you do indeed make a playoff run, that could mean everything. That could mean everything to him staying. Just think about it. That would be the second time only in Mike Trout's career if he comes back from the injury, the hammock bone, which he's expected to in a few weeks, broken hand. Be the second time in Mike Trout's career he's ever been in the playoffs. He never even won a playoff game. Got swept against the Royals back in 2014 after the Royals beat the A's in the wild card game. I remember. Still pains me. Damn it, John. Throw to first. But no chance I'm trading him if I'm the Angels. Because I'm just banking that we could try to get him back. The moment you trade him, he ain't coming back. You think you're trying to negotiate with him in free agency period after he's a rental? No chance he's coming back. And I am interested to see what his feelings are overall on the Angels organization. Because wasn't Artie Moreno just about to sell recently? And then he's like, actually, no, I'm not. Give us the old okey-doke. I'm going to sell. No, I'm not. Was he just putting the feelers out there to just see what gauge, how much interest and how much value that franchise is, which I'm sure is a lot. Because it's a baseball team. It's a professional franchise. It's down in Los Angeles. Yes, not the sexy part, not the sexy name. But just like the Mets, they're in New York. They're not the Yankees, but they're the Mets. There is value there. So maybe he just didn't get the value he wanted. What is he going to do in all this? Because he does have a pretty big say in how things go down there. I don't know if you've been paying attention to things going down in La La Land as it pertains to the Angels. A lot of insecurity around that organization as it pertains to talking bad about management, their media, their availability, their pre and post game, their radio, their all this sort of stuff. Don't speak bad about anything about the Angels. Can't be critical. And that's not a good functioning team. I'm sorry. You need to have thick skin if you're in this business. I think Joe Lacob's giving a call down here because he doesn't like that some of us come down his road. Or all the fans that complain, he needs to spend more. What is he doing? And this is when the team's winning. Owners meddling and having thin skin during bad times. It's never a good recipe. And maybe Shohei, I would think he sees that writing on the wall and would ends up leaving the Angels and never turns back. Maybe that happens. 888-957-9570. Sean Oakley, keep the farm and try and get him in free agency. Okay. You could try. What are we selling him on in free agency? What's it going to look like come free agency time? Is this a playoff team? Because I think that helps a lot. Like, it's not just making the playoffs for the Giants this year and showing, like, hey, man, what Farhan's doing is working. Sure. But we also need to other shoe to drop, if you will, when it comes to Farhan Zaidi. And that's landing some free agents during the hot stove period. I need to see some guys. Do they call it hot stove, by the way, because it's wintertime and you're on, like, a hot stove? Why do they call it that? Do you know, Sammy? I don't think he's locked in. I think he's drinking his coffee. He's good. I'll ask him at the break. Hot stove. 888-957-957. Why do they even call it that? I know we call it that. Is it just wintertime? Anyways, I digress. Finally, here's more from Dave Fleming talking about Shohei and why the contract for him would pay for itself.
I do.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Do you think that he pays for a lot of his contract himself with all the extra stuff? I do believe that, and I think he's probably the only guy. Judge is close. I mean, Judge, I think Judge pays for a lot of what you pay him just in peripheral benefits. My guess had been coming into this year, Shohei like 60, 65 a year for a long-term deal. It is probably higher than that now. It probably is. And
the Shohei contract would pay for itself. Total, it's a no-brainer. It's why Giants fans wanted Judge so bad, right? You wanted Aaron Judge because, man, he pays for himself. He's one of the few major names in baseball that everyone knows. It's not like the NFL where I can pick out the Jacksonville Jaguars starting quarterback easily. Most of us can. Trevor Lawrence, there he is. Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals, there he is. Hell, Geno Smith, that's him right there. Seattle. Every single quarterback, albeit outside of the rookies who some people may not be familiar with yet. But hell, even that. We're talking Bryce Young for months. You saw him at Alabama. CJ Stroud, Ohio State. You know what he looks like. Anthony Richardson, Florida. Okay. Florida hasn't been very good. Maybe you don't know what he recognized. But NFL, go top to bottom, I know these guys. Right? NBA, go top to bottom, I know these guys. MLB, it's only a few guys that really stand out for the average and casual fan out there. Aaron Judge is one of them. Shohei Ohtani's damn sure one of them. So yes, getting him would absolutely pay for itself. We got to take a quick break. Come on back. We can talk more Ohtani. 888-957-9570. What would you be willing to give up if you are the San Francisco Giants? What should you give up? And what should that contract length look like? 888-957-9570. And on the other side, we debut our new segment here on a Thursday on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, on 95.7 The Game.
Well, now I know.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, today and tomorrow, last 2 days of 95.7 The Game's All-Star Week blowout. Got to be paying attention to every single show. Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Wheeler Dibbs. Giving away Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, plus a Gold-Blooded Warriors t-shirt. Jiu-Jitsu, self-defense lessons, courtesy of Evolve Training Center. Go to the place where Barry Bonds went. Barry Bonds earned a blue belt. Plus an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Still out there, folks. Got to be paying attention next 2 days to all the shows. You'll have a chance to win one of these magnificent prizes. Speaking of that, that's what Shohei Ohtani is, potentially, to all these teams. A magnificent prize. Who's going to win him? Who's going to win the fair game, when the balloon popping with the darts? Who's going to win that? That's what this version is. Actually, this feels like it's way harder than that. I'm going like the impossible game at the fair, carnival, whatever you want to call it. The ping pong ball into the... No, actually, no. Ping pong ball's not as bad. It's the ring toss game. That thing is so rigged. The ring toss, you never win at that. And if someone calls in or texts in and says they've won the ring toss game, you're a liar. No one's ever won that. 888-957-9570. I'm actually going to the boardwalk on Saturday with the fam. It's going to be toasty. It's going to be like high 70s, maybe low 80s. It'll be nice. Go to the beach, get some sun, go to the arcade over there. It's always a good time with the little guy. He loves it. But the ring toss game, of all the fair games and of all the boardwalk whatever game, the ring toss is easily the most rigged out of all of them. And most of them are rigged. That one exclusively so. Never won in my life. Good morning on Twitch and YouTube. We are up and streaming there. Nicole, my family, real or fake. That's the name. Those aren't real or fake people. I hope you're all real. Nicole, my family, MDK1, El Guero, Buenos Dias. Good morning to all of you on the Comcast Business Text Line who've been chiming in on what you think it'll take to grab Shohei from the 415. Season ticks and Dubs courtside seats. I'm sure he has that whenever he wants. Hey, Shohei. I don't really care about our team so much. This team down the street, the Warriors, man. They got Chris Paul. Oh, yeah, they got Steph Curry, too, but Chris Paul's the guy. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. They got Draymond Green. They got Klay Thompson. Like, come on, man. Who cares about the Giants? You got the Warriors down the street. You know what's crazy? Shohei is such an amazing athlete. I feel like he can pick up basketball pretty damn quick. And he could be a rotational piece for the Warriors. He's got size. How tall is Shohei, by the way? Maybe the Warriors could use him. Shohei, Ohtani. He's a big dude. 6'4". Why not? Another shooting guard? Nah, they're too small. They don't need that. Pajemski, move on over. Shohei's taking your space. Pajemski, by the way, rookie out of Santa Clara. A lot of G League going to be happening this year, which isn't surprising. Hell, we had Kevin Dana on Voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors on the Morning Roast. Last week? All the days are mixing together here in July. But he was basically saying anyone picked past like 9 or 10 is basically going to have most of their first few seasons, if not the first, in the G League. So if you're expecting Brandon Pajemski to be a big-time piece for the Warriors this year, probably not going to happen. You're going to be looking at the guys like Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody to take that next step for this team. Speaking of the next step for this show, we have a new segment I want to debut today. Now, it doesn't have some fancy open or anything like that. No. Maybe we'll work on that. But as you know, I've been a long-time supporter of the man over at ESPN named Stephen A. Smith. Guy's a legend. Does it all. I first fell in love with that guy. Hell, on his talk show when he had it called Quite Frankly. You guys remember that? Way back when. I think that got canned pretty quick. But in hindsight, probably the best thing for Stephen. Because then he got to go on First Take and partner up with Skip Bayless. And since then, his career has just skyrocketed. But from now on, every Thursday is going to be a Stephen A. Thursday. It's a Stephen A. Thursday. And we're going to play a soundbite. The best soundbite of the week as it pertains to Stephen A. Smith. That I thought about doing it on a Friday. I was like, no, there's too many stuff, too many names. We already got a Phil Collins Friday. There's Payday Fridays. We don't need to add on a Stephen A. Friday to there. Well, it's cool. So we're going to pick Thursday for Stephen A. And every week, no matter what, NFL, NBA, no. We're going to have the greatest soundbite of the week of Stephen A. Smith. It could be from First Take. Could be from just his Twitter feed. Could be just, you know, his Stephen A. Smith show. In the segment and caller he had on yesterday. Take a listen.
Next caller, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Uncle Steve? This is your favorite nephew, Marcus, out here in Richmond, California. Can you please explain to the young men out there and young women that sex doesn't need to be longer than 11 minutes to be pleasurable? Because there's a bad misconception out here that sex needs to be at least 45 minutes. And as a working man, ain't nobody got time for 45 minutes. We got to get to sleep and go to work. Thank you.
My brother, you are not Bernie Mac. 3 minutes! That's all I'm giving you! No, you're not Bernie Mac, bro. It's embarrassing. Now, it's happened. Moments where you just don't... Now, that happens to every man. But that can't be the norm, my brother. You gonna mention that publicly? You have some serious deficiencies in your ability to provide what needs to be provided. If I was a woman, I wouldn't give you none. Hell, if that's the case, beat yourself for 11 minutes. Call it a day, cheap ass. 11 minutes, you can do better. That brother should be confined to celibacy. He doesn't deserve any. He might think he's so prolific he can get the job done in 11 minutes. But if you thought like that, why would you call up and say so? You the 11-minute man. You ain't even Steve Austin. The Bionic Man, $6 million man. 11-minute man. I got to get some ladies up here in my studio to talk with me about these subjects.
Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus in Richmond needs to call 95.7 The Game, by the way. What are you doing calling Stephen A.'s show? Should be locked in here. And I get it. Stephen A.'s a legend. Marcus in Richmond, give us a call here today at 888-957-9570. 11 minutes, huh?
11 minutes? You can do better.
Thank you. I just get these segments in specifically for the drops now. They're just all time.
My brother, you are not Bernie Mac.
It's just...
Your lower extremities were compromised.
Thank you, Stephen. 888-957-9570. My family's in on the idea. Appreciate that. One of my drops didn't upload, I'm realizing now, from that, and I'm going to just play it on the other side. Because he said something in that clip that's going to be used expeditiously on the Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, and throughout this whole station. It's an all-timer. But 888-957-9570. One more break. Got the cross Jover next. Joe Shasky's going to join me. I'm going to get his thoughts on Shohei Ohtani. His thoughts on Stephen A. Smith. Why not? Two titans in their industry. Who's more valuable to their specific industry? I'm just kidding. Shohei versus Stephen A. I'm sure Stephen A. would say him. Absolutely. That guy's working every single show night to day. My God. Go on back. It's 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you're good. Joe Shask is always good. We're always good here on the pregame show. Asking to join me here in a second for the cross Jover. He was like, sorry, just doing a little KTVU hit. Gotta do the little sniff after like Guru. A little humble brag there as Joe Shasky joins me here for the cross Jover. 888-957-9570. Real quick before we get to Joe, don't forget the next 2 days, folks. That's it. Just 2 days left in the week. 95.7 The Game's All-Star Week blowout. Still got Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan tickets. We still got jiu-jitsu, self-defense lessons, courtesy of Evolve Training Center. Go to the same place Barry Bonds went to earn his blue belt. Still got a $250 gift card to Buon Vino in Walnut Creek. Oh, get some wine, get some vino. Hot days, get some pasta with that. Oh, yeah. Delicious. Plus, still have the Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Let's go. We still got that. So be paying attention to all the shows today. Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs. Got to be paying attention. Some of you weren't paying attention yesterday. Sorry. We don't make it easy sometimes. You got to be paying attention to our shows. All right? No. Just give me a face like, maybe we should. No. Damn it. We ask a lot from our shows. Strive for excellence here. We strive for excellence on the pregame show. Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, were you talking Shohei this morning?
Yes, that was pretty much most of my show. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
That was a joke. Shohei. I give myself.
I missed that. I am so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll go back to the tape and rewind this later.
It's interesting because I see a lot of comments here on the text line, and one of the things that I hear from people nowadays is like American League National League, American League National League. Everyone realizes that those lines have been completely blurred now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Everything's the same now.
Right.
It's how much are you willing to spend.
Exactly.
That's what it always comes down to.
With the rule synergy being what it is, and I think that realignment is coming. Once they get these Rays and A's stadium situations played out, Rob Manfred has already said they're going to have expansion. So you're looking at two new teams, and they're going to realign the divisions. And I don't know what that's going to look like. They've been talking about it for 10 to 15 years. But American League, National League is dissolving. And I just think that the way that we viewed things over the years, because look, if this was 7 years ago, There's no question he's going to the American League,
yeah.
right? The DH, the amount of money that they spend on their payrolls. Now that you have the Phillies and the Mets spending what they spend, now that you have the Dodgers spending what they spend, it feels like it's more equitable in terms of being able to pursue a guy in their 30s and give him a 10-year deal, 8-year deal, and not just be completely petrified of what it's going to look like out in the field because you have the DH synergy in both leagues now.
So we were talking this morning, Shohei Ohtani, right? He's the big name. He's going to be the big name all year, hell, through all through hot stove. And real quick, do you know why they call it hot stove? Is it just because it's wintertime?
Well, because things are heating up.
Is that why? Is that that's it? Things are heating up? That's why they call it hot stove?
I mean, I would assume.
Okay, there you go.
Am I being ridiculous?
Well, I just never knew where it came from. Like, it was just kind of a random term. Like, we just say free agency everywhere else, and in baseball, it's hot stove.
It's the hot stove. Because you know why? It's the middle of winter. It's the winter. And you better turn on that stove to warm up that house.
We're fine usually here. It's usually, sometimes
I'm
nice
spitballing
here. There, thank you for vamping for me, because I didn't really know what it meant. Sam never responds to me back there anyways during my show. He's too locked into another thing.
Because he's working on the flux capacitor back there.
You said he's Doc Brown and I can't unsee it
right?
now. That's pretty good comp. That's a
Great
pretty good comp.
Scott!
Oh, my God.
Why is Farhan not getting this player?
Oh, my God. If he can go back in time, what's that Giants movie he can change? 888-957-9570.
Well, it's funny that you say that because it got me to thinking today, and I would love to hear your comments. And in fact, I heard a little snippet in the green room. You know, Eagles fans have been coming down my road nonstop for multiple days now.
Oh, boy. Elliot Shoreparks. And great interview.
It's funny to me because they're like, get over the loss. It's like, I'm over the loss. Like, of all the losses that I've had with the 49ers over the years, like, it's actually relatively low.
Yeah, it wasn't the loss you were worried about. It was the fans spitting on you.
Yeah, it was totally different. But it got me to thinking, right? Things you can't let go of in terms of losses, okay? And I was thinking right off the rip, immediately, as time has progressed, 2019 Super Bowl loss, although very frustrating, and it took a long time to get over, I think in time we're going to look back and be like, yeah, we're just a footnote, and Patrick Mahomes is, you know, the case for trying to be one of the all-time great players in the sport of football,
yeah,
which sucks.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to look at it differently 10 years from now if this guy's rattled off 5-6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-timer. He's already an all-timer to me. He's already one of the top five, top four greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Absolutely. I still, to this day, can't get over losing to Flacco. And the way that that whole Super Bowl went down, where they just played their total B-minus game.
Joe Flacco stole some souls on that playoff run. Jacoby Jones in Denver.
Anquan Boldin destroyed us. Jacoby Jones, yeah. He's still running in my mind.
Oh, my God. And then and then everything that culminated through that Super Bowl, too, because the power going out.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my God. Like, and then the Ravens were already up, like 20-something yep. points. Then the Niners made the comeback. And that, I mean, that always kind of makes it worse because it's like, we could have won the game.
You could pick any one. 11, losing to Eli Manning. 12, losing in the Super Bowl. 13, losing with the Sherman play. Any one of them could be your I can't get over it moment.
I can't get over it. For me, it's the 2014 AL wildcard game with the A's. John Lester can't throw to first. Like, that was a season culmination of just implosion after you traded Cespedes.
When
Everything
someone brings
imploded.
It up, when someone brings it up, what do you feel?
Anger.
Yes.
I'm angry at Bob Melvin.
Yes.
And it stuck with me the rest of my career. Maybe I'm biased when it comes to that.
No,
I'll admit it. Like, that's
it.
Why I come, like, listen, like, God love you, Bob. Great guy. Like, you got into the playoffs a lot of times. I don't trust you in big games after I saw what happened in 2014. Like, I could live with Verlander just being better in Game 5, like, the couple years prior.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Verlander was just a beast. He's an all-timer, one of the greatest pitchers
totally
of all time.
Totally agree.
Maybe the greatest pitcher of my lifetime. Him and Roger Clemens, probably. And,
yes.
And Kershaw. Like, that's fine. But not throwing to first, man. You were clearly the better team. And maybe not in hindsight because the Royals seemed to smash everyone and they
no,
took
the
Game 7.
You were on a roll that
you
year.
You were the World Series favorites.
I know.
During July.
I know.
You had a bajillion All-Stars. Donaldson, Moss, Kazmir,
you're
everyone.
So sick.
So stacked. Sonny Gray. And you didn't have Jeff Samardzija available. You didn't. You thought. You
I
had
love
all
how
these,
angry you are.
Well, it's just you had all this opportunity. Like, say what you will about other man. Bruce Bochy, he went into those wild card games, balls to the wall.
No doubt.
Pittsburgh.
Leave no stone uncovered.
The Mets, whoever you guys played, the Mets, the Pittsburgh, they left everything out there on the field. Bob Melville's managing that game like they were going to play the Angels next series. That's not happening, Bob.
I love you.
Throw to first.
I love you so
God,
much.
God! John Lester's forever dead to me. Hall of Fame my ass with John Lester, please.
The way
I can't
you just
throw
said
to first.
God is exactly the most. So I want to hear from fans today. What's that one loss that it just Someone brings it up, you lose your mind. For example, with the Warriors, when they lost to the Toronto Raptors in 2019, not that I wasn't sad. I was sad, but it was kind of like, we kind of fell apart. It was the end of a run. You know, we physically broke down. Like, it frustrates me. Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry, I can't stand those guys. But you know what? My team showed a lot of effort, which just wasn't our year. You know what I mean? Yeah. It happens. We ran out of gas at the end, right? Yes. Klay goes down. KD goes down. Steph had been hurt prior to that. Like, it just wasn't your year.
Yeah.
2016, though. 26. You bring up 2016.
Oh.
And I know that the consolation prize was KD, but I'll never get over that loss. No. I know I sound like a psychopath. I will never get over that loss because that's the most fun I've had watching.
Cleveland! Oh, this is for you!
There you go. Well, that's the thing. It's man. And the way they gassed up that one title, because it was Cleveland's first title in forever, since whatever the Indians back in the 48, 49, whatever they've won it.
Joe,
and now they have the longest drought. No, dude, for me, for the Lakers too, like 07, like that was a crusher. They were up like 30 points or whatever it was.
I know.
And they blew it. And anything is possible. Ugh. Kevin Garnett, super, overrated, as we've learned. Pau Gasol, way better in my book. But again, like those ones stick with you. Like the Lakers getting swept by the Nuggets, okay. They had a team for 2 months that got them to that point.
But here's the thing, Joe. Also, you have to remember, like, the older, like, for my dad, I don't think certain losses hit him the way that they hit me because of his age or his perspective. So I do think that people have different perspectives. Like, for the Giants, right? I'm sure me and Sam Lubman are going to have different opinions on this. Game six is pretty synonymous with most Giants fans about my age. But when you bring up 1993 final game of the year, Solomon Torres, also to guys my age, it also evokes emotion.
No, absolutely.
Because 93 is one of those seminal teams. If you're about 40, the 93 team meant something to you.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, for example, other Ace fans.
I was born in 93, but yes.
I'm sure other Ace fans, they might have the Derek Jeter play. Somewhere up
Giambi,
there.
Giambi not sliding.
You?
Yes. I was
that team was sick.
That was I was like 8 years old, so it doesn't hit me as much.
That's what I'm saying.
But, again, I was also 8 years old when the Tuck Rule game happened, and I saw it through the lens of my dad.
Okay, so how did that hit
you? Who was furious. My dad was more angry at the time than I was, because I didn't realize the ramifications of what was happening. I was like,
gotcha.
Like, oh, we lost. Like, that sucks. Like, I was just pissed that we lost. But then my dad's like, no, we didn't just lose, son. We just got screwed out of the game. We just made up a rule.
Sorry for laughing.
No, it's facts, though. Like, that's something a dad would say, right? Like, no, son, we didn't just lose this game. We just got screwed. And then maybe in hindsight, because you saw the Patriots succeed, that's when it started to hurt more.
Has your dad ever gotten over it?
Well, I want to know. I need to ask Bob Spadoni. Maybe we should get him on here at 888-957-9570. He was alive during the Immaculate Reception.
No.
Huge Raider fan. I want to know what his thoughts on that whole thing was, because the Raiders had the lead. They were going to the Super Bowl that year and probably going to win it. And that happened.
I know.
That happened. And apparently it wasn't even the wrong, they knew it was the wrong play, but they didn't want to call out, and all the people stormed the field already, so they didn't want to go to the refs and be like, okay, you need to overturn this. They were afraid a mob was going to get off their hands.
It's absurd.
It's like, everyone's against the Raiders, as we've learned from John Elway, should have been a Raider too back in 1983, but
I can't wait to get into that. But the other thing is, like, so my dad, for example, if you bring up the back-to-back Super Bowls, 88, 89, you know what my dad said? Oh, they left one on the table. You know, Montana got knocked out by Leonard Marshall and Pepper Johnson and Roger Craig fumbles, and they left. And yes, I know that, but that pain doesn't, because I was a little too young, the pain doesn't transfer over to me the way the pain does for them losing 11, 12, and 2013. Do you know what I mean?
No, I absolutely do. Dwayne Baker here on the YouTube chat again. Jeremy Giambi not sliding against the Yankees back in 01. God, just brutal. I still think he was safe, but instant replay. We got to give it to our boy Derek Jeter, I guess. The Tuck Rule, Dwayne Baker again. From the Comcast Business Text Line, 90 NFC Championship game. Roger Craig fumble. There you go. 97 versus the Marlins.
Renteria.
There you go, Edgar Renteria.
Drives me nuts.
But it all kind of went full circle, right? Edgar Renteria, 2010 final MVP.
Who barely played that year and then got healthy for the playoffs and had one of the biggest home runs. My favorite of all that is they mic'd up Andres Torres. He told me he was going to hit it. He told me he was going to hit it in the on-deck circle. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
So much swag for Andres Torres, by the way, with the hat, open shirt. So swaggy. 2002 World Series Game 6, Joe.
Ugh. I mean, that's
I remember that, too. We were all the family, because my dad, huge Giants fan, we were all watching it. Yep.
Don't even. I'm telling you, there are certain losses. And that's why I want to tell Eagles fans, like, look, it sucks that we lost to you. Like, I'm not going to pretend like it didn't. No, like, it does suck. But, like, on the list of things that I can get over that one, and it sucks that Purdy went down the way that he did. Right? And I'm sure for a lot of young fans, they'll never get over it.
Dude.
But, like, I'm going to be real with you. It isn't even close to 2011, 12, and 13.
The Bay Area, now that we're...
They've had some heartbreaking losses.
They had some brutal losses. 408, Raiders versus Colts, Christmas Eve. Derek Carr, broken leg, magical season over. He's never been the same since.
I mean,
ever.
That's a great call.
It's just like, that's like a, one of the great what-ifs in sports. If that doesn't happen, Flem's voice cracking on the rent.
Can I ask you this one?
Good one.
Like, I'm sure there are younger Warrior fans that are going to say, you know, what about the play-in game? When they couldn't stop the LeBron and Ja in back-to-back games?
Oh, my. Hey, LeBron seeing three rims, too. And,
and hey, let's try everyone on Ja Morant, and it's not working.
Boy.
And Draymond called OT.
Oh my god!
When he hit rubber on the side of the backboard,
Draymond, I can't wait for the NBA season. Oh my god! I can't wait for NFL. We got a couple weeks for all this stuff. It's going to be tremendous.
As a, I would say, war torn Warrior fan from the '90s, I go back to the We Believe That Utah series. I hated Derek Fisher so much.
Carlos Boozer, Williams, Karolinko.
It's why I will always hate the Jazz.
Oh.
And
I don't think Boozer was on that team yet, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was? Okay,
It was him and Meme Okur, I believe, destroying the Warriors.
Don't worry. Lakers smoked them the next two playoff series.
No, I will worry, because I can't stand them.
That's Joe's Jazz. He's coming up next. Pop Deal, 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.